Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Roy and Helen each have 3. Alonzo has 2.
All right, Alonzo, you are in third place, so you're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question, fill-in-the-blank. This week, U.S. health officials reported the first domestic case of blank transmission.
The Zika virus?
Right. On Thursday, a grand jury indicted 16 people involved in the occupation of a wildlife refuge in blank.
Oregon.
Right. This week, Martin O'Malley, Mike Huckabee, and Rand Paul all blanked.
Dropped out of the race.
Yes, they suspended their campaigns. This week, Subway restaurants announced that their famous $5 footlongs are now blank.
$6?
Yes, indeed. This week, Toyota announced it was discontinuing its blank line of cars.
Scion.
Right. On Wednesday, Sumner Redstone announced he was stepping down as the executive chairman of blank.
Viacom?
Yes, Viacom CBS. A uniformed British police officer on patrol Saturday fled in a panic after he was mistaken for blank.
Criminal?
Nope. He fled when he was mistaken for a stripper at a 50-year-old's birthday party.
What?
I've had that problem.
Oh, I bet you have, actually. I strangely have not. Mike Ober was walking his weekend beat when he decided to investigate an open door at a social club. And he barely made it inside before a group of middle-aged women started screaming, "Are you the strippogram?" Mike said he felt flattered, but less so after the women admitted they had already made the same mistake with the building's janitor, a UPS delivery driver, and a sexy firefighter. Bill, how did Alonzo do in our quiz?
Well, Alonzo got 6 right, 12 more points. He now leads with a total of 14.
All right. All right, we have flipped a coin. Helen has elected to go next. Helen, fill in the blank. This week, a UN panel ruled that WikiLeaks founder blank was being arbitrarily detained at London's Ecuadorian embassy.
Julian Assange.
Yes. On Monday, the White House proposed spending $1 billion to fund blank research.
Cancer.
Right. According to a new report, Americans spend more on blank than on Doritos, Cheetos, and Funyuns combined.
Potato chips.
No, legal pot. This
what?
Week. Yes. This week, New York real estate heir and subject of The Jinx, blank, pleaded guilty to illegally possessing a firearm.
Ooh, Robert Durst.
Right. On Thursday, Playboy announced that their first ever non-blank centerfold will be model Sarah McDaniel.
Non-nude.
Non-nude, yes.
Jurors, I wanted that.
You wanted that job?
Yes.
Jurors in Mississippi were taken aback when the phone number on their summons actually connected them to blank.
The sex hotline.
Exactly right. What else? 350 jury summons were mistakenly printed with the number to phone as a sex line, leading to potential jurors having to deliberate between pressing 1 for hot girls or 2 for hot guys. Some jurors went back and redialed the number, thinking they must have made a mistake. Others redialed the number, overjoyed that somebody else had made the mistake. Bill, how did Helen do in our quiz?
Helen got 5 right, 10 more points, total of 13, but still trailing Alonzo.
All right. Therefore, how many does Roy need to win?
6 to win.
Here we go, Roy. This is for the game. This week, the New York Times endorsed potential nominees John Kasich and blank.
Hillary Clinton.
Yes, indeed. On Tuesday, Pennsylvania groundhog Punxsutawney Phil blanked.
Did not see his shadow.
You are right. During his first ever visit to a U.S. mosque, blank condemned anti-Muslim intolerance.
President Obama.
Indeed. 3 years after his last arrest, Iowa resident blank once again found himself in jail on Monday.
Some random Iowa resident? You think I keep up with everybody in Iowa?
You might keep up with this guy.
This guy, Iowa resident. Mr. Charles Petrie III.
No? He's a man named Bizao Doo Doo Zobity Bop Bop Bop.
What?
You've heard of it. On Tuesday, Google's parent company Alphabet overtook blank to become the world's most valuable corporation.
Apple.
Right. This week, Bob Elliott, best known for his role in the comedy duo blank, passed away at the age of 92.
Bob and Ray,
yes,
rest in peace.
Indeed. A California man who called police to say he was being carjacked was later himself arrested when the carjacker turned out to be blank.
Turned out to be himself.
No, it turned out to be a pile of tools and a bucket inside a sweatshirt.
Huh.
So police get the call. They approach the vehicle. They could see a human shape sitting in the car's passenger seat. They thought that was the carjacker. They attempted to rouse him with an air horn and a loudspeaker, but when it didn't move, they moved in with guns, and they discovered that they had cornered a pile of tools and a bucket tucked under a sweatshirt. They arrested the guy who called in the carjacking for being under the influence, which means the tool bucket is free to terrorize again. Bill, did Roy do well enough to win?
He was competitive. He got 5 right for 10 more points, a total of 13. But he couldn't catch Alonzo, who's this week's champion.
Well done, Alonzo.